From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. An attack in Mogadishu. Witnesses in Somalia's capital say at least 10 people were killed, more than 15 wounded when militants attacked a hotel Wednesday. The assault on Mogadishu's Ambassador Hotel came hours after Somali officials said a top commander of the militant group Al-Shabaab was killed in a military operation. Fighting rages for the control of the Iraqi city of Fallujah. Islamic State militants seized the city more than 2 years ago, and now Iraqi forces are trying to take it back. Iraqi Lieutenant General Abdel Ghani al-Assadi says the Islamic State's defensive positions are causing the biggest challenges to his troops. Some 20,000 children are believed to be trapped right now in Fallujah. The UN Children's Fund says very few families have been able to leave. There are fears that the thousands of civilians who remain could be used as human shields by the Islamic State. Syrian Democratic Forces, a Kurdish-led alliance working alongside American Special Forces troops, have taken control of 9 villages near the Turkish border in Syria since Tuesday. They are advancing toward the Islamic State-controlled town of Manbij. The U.S. has carried out airstrikes on Manbij in the last 24 hours, which the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says have killed 15 civilians. Suspected arsonists have burned down a new refugee center in Austria near the German and Czech borders. The Red Cross said 48 asylum seekers had been expected to move into the residential center in 2 weeks. Authorities said the building at Altenfelden in northern Austria was deliberately set on fire. No injuries reported. This is VOA News.